right foot. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, you got skill, son.
Oh, what about that? Send him off. Send the drinking edge off.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome back to the Headbin NRL Supercoach Draft Podcast, part two for round 19. Lukey, Benny, how are we, fellas?
Back.
How's
the voice holding up, Azza?
I've got to put on pause every now and then to have a bit of a
coughing fit. Just the remnants of COVID, just fucking cough them up.
That's it. I was on a meeting today and I was just coughing, and then they asked me a question and I had to write. I'm like, don't ask me anything because I'll just keep coughing. Pen pusher life.
It is, mate, isn't it? I actually got summoned to a fucking branch forum today, and it's the first one in about 2 years where we actually had to appear in person. And there was high hesitance, mate. There was high hesitance. Like, what, it's not a Teams meeting? It's not. We actually have to go up to Brisbane Square?
Have to have a shave?
Yep. I can't eat my lunch while I'm at this meeting. Is
yeah, pen pusher life. Probably just lost 50 followers talking about that shit, but...
I highly doubt it, mate.
Sorry, folks. Benny, how's been a tradie?
Oh, life, mate, you know. Don't ever shave. Just roll around with a dirty neck beard.
Oi, I shave once a week. Let's be fair. I don't give a fuck. I work for council. They do not judge anyone.
No.
You can rock
they
up.
They can't, man.
Yeah, they cannot. I shave once a week.
Someone jumped on a meeting the other day with an hoodie on. And I was like, you draw the line of that shit, don't you?
That's so good.
You can't.
Corporate attire.
Azza was actually looking at his own camera screen. Oh, my hoodie's on.
I didn't think I looked like that destitute.
All right, let's rip into it. Bit to go through in this potty, but let's rip the top off one.
Drinking and drafting and you.
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
Benny, craft and draft, what have we got?
Went with the Garage Project, little number.
Stop.
So good. Probably Mountain Culture and Garage Project at the moment. I'd say two top brewers coming out of New Zealand. Don't often do bad beers, either of them.
So, now, Mountain Culture's Penrith.
Oh,
mate.
Sorry, Mountain Culture's Penrith, that's right. Yep. There was no, who was the other one?
Sticking out of, up for his boys.
Mate. Who was the other one coming out of NZ? There was another one. I just can't remember who it was now. I thought it was Mountain Culture.
When they did one with Black Hops, was that Garage Project as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Chur Hop was
Yeah, Chur Hops, yeah. Anyway, this Garage Project one's delicious. It's called the Golden Path. It's a little 4% hazy IPA. Yeah, little midi.
It is, hey. You pick up a 4% now and you're like, oh yeah, I could probably drink three of these and drive.
Yeah. Surely after years of drinking
4.2, yeah. 3 years ago.
Surely after years of drinking craft beer, my liver metabolizes it as quickly as a fucking mid-strength.
I like it. These are only a 330 ml can. Yeah, they are. So what they got, Mosaic, Columbus, and Strata hops. So it's really nice.
They're fucking good, man. They're so crushable. They're
very nice, yeah.
So crushable.
You could destroy a six pack of these very easily. Very easily. So, yeah, mate, not bad. Not a bad price for a six-pack either at $21 or $22 or something. So,
if you're a fan of the Garage Project, go and get a fuck yeah 2000.
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. I've heard so many good things about it. I just haven't been able to find one yet.
Double-figure percentage.
Yep.
And it's elite. Like, when we hooked into those Mega Hornets and that, you're drinking and you're like, oh, it's going to set my insides on fire. But that Garage Project... fuck yeah, it was. Fuck yeah.
Very delicious.
It's so good. Lukey, what are you on?
I'm halfway through another Range Wild Side, the double dry hopped oat cream that they released 2 weekends ago. So, funny story, Jules had her first Stafford Liquorland experience on Saturday afternoon, so she ventured there after work to go and get herself some beers because she's really into the Range Italian Pilsner at the moment, and
it's only one of the only places you can get it. So she's ventured down there, and I'm like, take your jacket. You're going to spend some time in that cold room. And she's like, oh, no, I'm all right. I'm all right. I know what I want. I'm like, nah, take your jacket. Yeah. I eventually convinced her to take the jacket. And so I actually wanted her to try and get me some of the fire and ice cream, but it's only available via Black Ops at the tap room. So she's like, yeah, so I didn't know what to get you, but I saw you had these wild sides a couple of weeks ago, so I grabbed you some of them. So, you know, great result for me. And she goes, I said, so just give me an assessment of how you went down there. And she's like, I just felt like I was in a lolly shop again.
And oh, I was isn't like, a lot.
And she goes, like, I didn't even know there was that many craft brewers. And it's like, there's new ones every time I turn up. There's new ones I've never heard of. They're just there. And they're in bulk. And they've got a massive range. And yeah, so she's probably going to head there a bit more than me now to get the beers. But yeah. But look, I have reviewed that prior, the wild side. But prior to that, I had for the first time, the Filter Hazy IPA. I'm a big fan of the Filter brewing, and this is the first time I've had their Hazy IPA. I've had their Hazy Pale Ale, which is the white and yellow can. This one is the green and red can. It's decent enough. Benny, I know that you were a bit of a fan of it. It's probably not the tastiest filter beer I've had, but it's still fairly decent. Like, it's, you know, above average, but I will say I was expecting a little bit more, to be fair. It did leave me a little bit wanting a bit more, so yeah. But, it was decent enough, probably 7 out of 10, so yeah.
Is that the green can with the yellow and the red haze?
Did you get some of that the other day?
It was the one you got the other day, Benny.
Yeah.
The same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
I'm not saying it's shit beer, but I just... Because a lot of the filter beers I've had... Actually, every filter beer I've had has been great. But I just expected a little bit more with this one. That's all.
Fair.
Can't all be gems, you know?
That's it. I was going to look after my body again, but I'm on a week's leave, so I've decided against it. And I've gone a couple of favourite gems. I'm on the Bolter Hazy and the Black Hops Goat. Just a couple of fan favourites.
And they're like direct competitors too for me. Like, I feel like...
Both 6%.
Both hazy IPAs. And yeah, funny, well, not funny story, but ironically, as a last week, or I think it was the week before, I went on my 5-day Dry July. 5-day month of Dry July. I had both of them in that week because I was like, oh, fuck it. I just had to go up the BWS up the road, and obviously BWS are fucking shit, but they had both of them. So I thought, oh, fuck it. They're, you know, and I remember the goat being better than the hazy, but I'll be fair, the hazy, the Bolter Hazy, it fucking holds strong, man. It is, I preferred it to the goat, to be fair. I think it was a better beer.
I just can't split them.
Yeah, right.
They're okay. Just so good.
They're both good beers. Man. They're both good beers, man. They're both delicious. But yeah, I just remember thinking, oh, I remember the goat being better, but I enjoyed the hazies more this time. So,
potty favourites.
To talk to my New Zealand confusion, I think I was maybe thinking of Deep Creek. It was the other brewer that I really enjoy the beers from New Zealand.
Can't say I've tried Deep Creek, to be fair.
I've had a few Deep Creek beers. They're good. The other ones that you'd know are Urban Ort and Little Creatures are from New Zealand as well.
Yep.
There's a Little Creatures over there. And there was one more out of NZ. I'm just trying to think who it was.
You sound like a real beer connoisseur now.
No, Double Vision. You've
lowered your voice.
I don't know. No, it's a new microphone. It's a new
put the robe on.
Yeah.
I can hear the fire crackling in the background.
I don't know if you guys have had any Double Vision beers, but I've had maybe three or four of them, and they've all been.
Oh, yes, yes. Double Vision. I might have had one or two of them, yeah.
I've had Double Vision on the beers.
It's the only way, isn't it?
It's your Canberra trip. Way to go, wasn't it, Azza?
Yeah. Capital Brewing. Shout out to Capital Brewing down in Canberra. Excellent range of beers.
Yeah,
ripper spot. I mean, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, but just a ripper spot.
The Nipah, mate. The Nipah.
Oh, the Nipah was unbelievable. I was trying to try beers and people would come like, Az, what do you want? And I was like, oh, yeah, number six. So I probably had like 10 Neepers and just tried a couple of extras. But yeah, the Neeper was very, very good. No Dust again on this one, but he's sent through a picture. He's on the Sarkies. So he's going to be a bit wound up in the morning.
A bit dusty, would you say?
That would be 100%. He reckons he's going to review a Japanese watermelon XPA. Come through shortly, so stay posted. All right, let's tuck into the casualty award.
Well, that was a sickening blow, Tony. He would have been wearing his balls as earrings there for a few seconds.
Grandma took a little spill of the sand dunes, broke her cockyx.
Hurts because the dirt gets mushed into it.
I broke my back. Spinal.
You tell me if I need the bandage.
It looks like you scraped yourself on the ladder, maybe.
Maybe sit the next couple plays out. Doubt.
Benny, what have we got?
A lot happening. Like, a fair bit happening, hey.
I'm glad you took this week.
Yeah, we'll roll off with some injuries and suspensions from last round. So there's some major ones to come out of round 18. We've got the season enders to Pappy with a knee fracture. We've got Sione Katoa go down with a pec injury that he had to have surgery on.
Was it Billy a pec? Smith, was it?
It was
ended
a
up
pec,
being a pec,
yeah,
not a shoulder.
Yeah, pec injury, yeah. So Billy Smith and Satili Tupanua both have done ACLs. And Tauki Aho looks like he's got a fractured cheekbone. At the moment, he's down as indefinite. So there's some pretty...
four or five season enders. Gone. Yep.
Probably. Oh, TKO, you're not sure. He might get four or five weeks, but he's still not going to be back for the Supercoach.
Supercoach season enders?
Yeah.
Physio said that there's several small fractures in his cheekbone and may not require surgery, so it could be 2 to 3.
Yeah, okay then. All right. I haven't been able to catch up with the physio stuff today, but...
Fucking pumping them amino acids, mate, or whatever it is that heal fucking bone breaks.
Fuck, is the physio under some pressure?
He's earning his money.
Yeah. All right, so roll into some more minor injuries. Billy Walters has got a hip injury. He's probably going to be out for a couple of weeks. Moses Sully did his ankle. Not sure. He's got to have scans on that. Dom Young... I think he's been named. Oh, no, he's out this week with a rib injury, sorry. Edric Lee got named. But Dom Young's out with a rib injury. He's probably only 1 to 2 weeks. Hymel Hunt's back. Back on the wing. Jake Turbo's out for a week with COVID. And James Schiller did his ankle after that pretty good game he had.
After a ripper miracle try.
Yeah, after a miracle try.
But did you see his ankle? It wasn't even 90 degrees. It was like even further than 90 degrees. Fucking rubber bands in his ankles, mate. Jeez.
Up the milk.
Yeah, that was a good try. So that...
good win, Azza, too. How are you feeling about that?
A good try. It's top shelf shit,
try.
Mate.
Yeah,
come on.
It was top try.
Give him a rap. Feeling pretty good.
Yep.
Real good.
In touch with the eight?
Well, because we were tossing up over Wharton or Burton, which we made the wrong call. Because I said, the Raiders always get up for the Storm, and then... First set, they just went straight through us, and I was like, okay, this could be a long 80 minutes.
Yep. I turned it off, and then I saw that you were up and went, but watch this again.
Yep.
Sorry, Benny. Sorry, mate.
We're just hijacking.
Yeah, hijack. Hijack all you want. You're the host, mate. You got the reins. So we've got a couple under a cloud as well. We've got Edric Lee. He's got a foot injury, so keep an eye on that, late mail. Tyson Frizzell with his rib injury. They've both been named, but they're under injury clouds. Addo Carr. With his ankle, that's why Aaron Schopp's been named to come back on the bench, I believe, or in the reserves, one or the other. And Manu with that calf injury. So keep an eye out for those guys because they're pretty relevant to draft and they're all under clouds. That's it for the injuries from last round. So we're going to roll into some returning players for round 19. We've got Oates, Haas, Caro and Capewell all returning for the Broncos. Haas has come back a week earlier than expected from his shoulder injury. Corey Pakes also returns from a head knock. We've got Ryan Madison finally getting back on the park from his rib injury. So Dusty will be happy about that one. Mm-hmm. And he just takes his spot in the starting side. So then we've got Mann coming back from a leg injury via the bench. We've got Luke Keary finally coming back from his concussion symptoms and JWH coming back from his hamstring injury. We've got Elliot Whitehead returning from a knee injury. I think that was only out for a week or two. So then...
Fuck, is it better without him in the side, Azza?
I think so, too.
It's like Croker all over again.
come back to captain, mate. Just come back to captain.
Like, you give these old old timers, the skipper, and just because they got the C, you can't drop them. Like, tell me Hoeranir is not exceptionally better than Whitehead.
Oh,
I mean, he's disciplined average.
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you because he definitely is. Yeah.
Just
even outrageous. Adam Elliott's far better than Whitehead.
Yeah.
So
Sutton is.
So we got Albert Hopewadi coming in onto the wing for Schiller. So he may take... you reckon he's cooked?
That ankle's bad, man.
Yeah, so Hopewadi may solidify a first grade spot finally after like 7 years of, Albert Hopewadi's looking good.
He's always had promise.
How?
Hasn't he? And he's just never cracked it, man. He's always got one game here, one game there. Oh, it's got to be ages. Because
he's been with the Raiders for maybe four years.
Two or three years. Yeah. 3 years. And then he was with Manly for two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Just always coming through the grades, being like, yep, this is the next big thing. And he's just never been the next big thing. So
I've just read on Fox Sports that Suli suffered a high-grade syndesmosis, will not return until NRL finals.
Wow. Yeah, okay, there you go. So he's out for Supercoach. So Moses Suli gone.
He looked in trouble.
Yep. So Moses Mbai, they're in trouble. Dragons are in trouble. He was a go-to. DWZ returns from COVID. So, I don't know if that is much. It's not really relevant anymore. Talakai's back after Origin. Shifts Tracy to Katoa's wing. And Okora returns from his one-week suspension. Grant Anderson's back from an elbow injury via the bench. Jaden Campbell returns from his hammy injury. And Tino's back from Origin. Dearden, Nanai, Holmes, Tuolungi, all back from Origin. Roberts and Nofo have been named in reserves to recover from illness, and Naden is back from a four-game suspension. That's about it. That's everyone coming back this week.
Also, just Rapana suspended for two games.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't put that up there. I had that up there as a note. He has been suspended for two games, yes.
So he got cited for three different things.
He's an idiot, eh?
And he's gone past fining. They've just gone, no, we can't fine you anymore. You've just been charged too many times.
And then Nas goes and shoulder charges his face, and it's nothing.
How many times has Nas just fucking... Who did he hit from Parramatta right in the fucking head? It was Nathan Brown or someone, or Maddo or someone. He just... Oh, no. It was Kafusi, Oregon Kafusi. Remember back in that game where Parramatta won earlier in the year, and Nas just absolutely fucking king hit some bloke with a swinging arm, and he just got off.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. Like, after the Rapana sin bin, and then Nas goes out and has force to the head, exactly the same, not exactly the same tackle, but exactly the same explanation, stays on the field.
Don't know, mate.
Question, do the Roosters go backwards with Luke Keary there?
Walker has looked really good taking the reins, and then Manu just doing his own thing. I don't think they'll go backwards. I think before he got concussed, Keary started playing better footy. So hopefully it didn't knock his confidence around, and he can still go about that. But the Roosters are starting to look like a top six team, but some injuries might pin that back. But hopefully he just stays fit. You just hate seeing blokes cop head injuries like that.
Hopefully Keary has been watching it and gone, okay, what I need to do for our team in this is just to take a back seat and just feed Sammy when I can, feed Joey when I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, Benny. On a roster thing, so I saw today Nathan Brown's been released. Ooh. And he's going to sign with the Storm immediately.
Oh, shit.
How do we
catch you, Josh King?
How do we think that he goes and makes an impact at the Storm?
Oh, well, he probably plays prop, to be fair, because once Cheese comes back, he'll play a fair bit of lock. Mate, he's exactly what the Storm fucking need. He's exactly what they fucking need, because they're not getting it from Josh King. That's a big fucking signing for them.
Yeah, if it's true, 100%. And you'll see a couple of... I mean, what, there's 2 weeks left before August 1?
Mm, yeah.
12 days. You'll
see a couple of little jump ships later in the kind of thing.
Imagine if the Storm pick up Reece Walsh and Nathan Brown.
Oh, shit.
It wouldn't, the comp will just be blown up.
Then they'll just go through and win a premiership.
I don't know how they could afford them, but
Who did that with Penrith?
Pangai.
Oh, Pangai. Just went and won a premiership. All good.
But he didn't play the GF.
He didn't play the GF. Yeah, he would have though.
Yeah, he would have been there. But he still gets a ring, so.
Good stuff. All right. Let's hook into the stock market.
Key feature here is speed, trying to follow the market so that we can anticipate and catch trends as they occur.
This trade will serve as a benchmark for future business.
Lukey, got a bit going on in the stock market today.
Yeah, so what I thought I'd do is just have a look at the next three rounds and throw a bunch of players and teams at you that I think have decent matchups. And basically players from that team who I think you can plug and play for the week. And basically, I guess, see what you can get out of them. And what I've done is I've based this on sort of high ceiling stuff. I think there's one front rower I've touched out of all of them. I haven't really gone near the front rowers because, look, to be fair, if you can get 40 out of a front rower, if you're plugging and playing a front rower and you can get 40, you're winning, to be fair. Like, I think that's what you just got to bank on. You shouldn't be spending too much time with your front rowers if you don't have legitimate options. So these guys are going to be edge back rowers, center wingers, the old hooker in there, you know, the old half in there, but it's basically people who can go large, score tries. So basically, the first one that I've looked at, and this is in no order at all, this is just basically just going through players. So the first one I've come up with is Manly. So Manly have got some decent matchups in round 19 and round 20. So obviously they've got the Dragons this week, and then next week they've got the Roosters. And obviously the Roosters conceding the points that they do. I think that the Seagulls can go all right. So players like Tuipulotu, Jason Saab, Davey, Morgan Harper, and Kieran Foran. So what I've sort of looked at with this bunch of players are players who will probably still be on your waiver wire or in free agency. You know, look, if you hear the team and you think there's a player that you might be able to want to trade for, by all means, go for it. But these are guys that you can probably target in free agency and on waivers for 1 to 2 week plays. So that's Manly. I've then got the Roosters. They've obviously got the Knights this week and Manly next week. Momorowski, the Butcher Brothers, and I've got Jared Weir Hargraves as well. And Sammy Verrills in that one there. So there's some players for you to sort of plug and play and sink your teeth into. The next one is the Raiders. So the Raiders this week have got the Warriors, and then in round 20 the Raiders have the Titans. So the thing with the Raiders is there's not a lot of players that you can really look at, but Timoko, Chotrich, Sebastian Krish, well, I'd definitely look at. Maybe Harawira Naira as well, if you're very skinny. He's someone who could come on, play 35 minutes and get you 60 points with a bunch of attacking stats as well. So, yeah, there's some players for the Raiders in 19 and 20. The Bulldogs. Bulldogs have got some all right matchups over the next couple of rounds, namely 19 and 20. So this week they've got the... Who do they have this week? Dogs. Let me just have a look here. They've got the Titans,
I believe.
Yep. And then in round 20 they have the Knights. So players from the Bulldogs. Line them up.
Cool. The outside backs.
Karaz, Burns, RFM, Declan Casey, Waddell. Yeah, there's players there. So you could probably even throw in an Avarillo as well if he's not owned. If Kyle Flanagan, if he's not owned. Definitely plug and play options there for the Dogs. North Queensland, well, they've got the best three-game run. We spoke about it earlier in our potties. So with North Queensland, you're looking at a lot of players are sort of owned at this point, but I noticed that Luciano Leilua has been named at prop this week. I feel like that he might end up playing on the edge and that Tommy Gilbert will be playing in the middle.
Only logical, really, isn't it?
Pretty much, I reckon. But look at blokes like Luciano, Taulagi, Kyle Felt, Peter Hiku, Tommy Gilbert as well. Chad Townsend, maybe even as a plug and play if you need a half. So definitely got the best draw. So look at that for sure with the Cowboys. The Storm, 20-21. In round 20, the Storm have the Warriors. And in 21, who do they have in 21? Storm have the Titans at Amy Park. So a couple of decent matches for them. So the thing about the Storm is they're that injury depleted that there are blokes that you can use plug and play. So Dean Jeremiah, Marion Sevi, Tyron Wishart, but also Kenny Bromwich. He's had a couple of good games of late, so definitely look there. And as we've just spoken about, Nathan Brown, if he heads over there, I can see him someone getting big minutes. So definitely some plug-and-play options there. The Knights, they've got a good matchup in round 21. So for the Knights, they play the Tigers. That's the last game of the regular season round. So with the Knights, you're looking at blokes like Dom Young, you're looking at Edric Lee, Heimel Hunt, if he's there, Anari Tawala, and Jaden Brayley too, if he's on waivers. Kurt Mann's been named on the bench as well. So yeah, definitely some plug and play options in that Knight side. On that, anyone who's matching up against Anari Tawala, you can probably fucking plug and play them in for a try every week. The bloke's a fucking horrible defender. Absolutely dreadful defender. So, yeah, check that one out. The Bunnies, round 21. They've got a good matchup against the Warriors. I'd be looking at Jackson Paulo if he is still in first grade at that point. Jed Cartwright, he's locked down the centre spot, so interesting to see how that goes. He's, I think he's only 2RF, that one, and Sevila Hili, Havili, and then you go Talatau Mone as well. And then on to the last couple of teams. The Broncos got a good matchup in round 20 against the Tigers. So Brenko Lee, Tessie New, Jordan Pereira, if he's still there, if Cobbo's still having those concussion issues, Jordan Ricci as well. So some good matchups there. Tommy Flegler as a prop. Also, Corey Pakes as a hooker. And obviously Billy Walters if he's overcome that hip injury. And then round 19 for the Titans, they've got the Raiders this week. So it's up here at Seabus, so not a bad matchup for them, but I'd be looking at Jaden Campbell if he does come into the to the game. He's pretty matchup proof these days, and Phil Sammy. So that's about it, guys. So I'll throw that up on socials during the rest of the week just to give you a bit of a idea of blokes to reference when you're trying to fill your side with those last centre wingers and second row forwards. But I think that's what you're doing now, aren't you? You're just plugging and playing where you can't make up your mind. I think you've just got to play the matchups and see how you go.
Personally, in the front row slot, if you're rotating, I don't mind the idea of playing an early match CTW on your bench. And this is pretty much what you have to do rolling into finals is you need to clear your bench, and basically you just want to keep your options on your bench to be your high ceiling players that you can loop or AE them. And you just run a front rower. If you've got a second front rower that's no good and scoring your, you know, 35s and 40s, you just ditch him, cop the zero from whoever, and you try and have someone on your bench playing on a Thursday night or a Friday night. And you try and, you know, if you grab an outside back, you hope they get sort of 80, 90 odd, and you just loop that score in, and then it helps you with your captaincy VC looping as well.
So what you're basically saying, Benny, is that you want your front rower playing later in the round.
If you can do it, yeah.
And so for this round, you might pick up a Dean, sorry, not this round is... Round 19, isn't it?
So
you'd want someone like maybe a Jason Saab on your bench if you can. And then if he goes large, then you flick your front rower, take your AE on Jason Saab.
So you just keep... run a Tigers front rower who's not playing.
Yep.
Twilight or someone like that. Yeah, just see how you go. And then if your AE goes shit, you try and bring in a front rower from the games between your AE and your last game front rower, you pick up a front rower in between there who you think might knock out a 40 or a 45 and just do a job.
Yep, fair call. So that's all I've got. If you've got anything to add, boys.
Just so important these last 3 weeks to get these plug and plays right. And I was thinking today that, like, the next three podcasts that you take in from us or anyone else, the information that that you need and that you get over the next 3 weeks can really, really assist you in the finals. And you'd almost put them up there with the sort of first three podcasts that we do.
Yep.
To give us information. Now we've got form and injuries and who we think's the best and most viable options to put in. So yeah, good luck to everyone heading into finals.
You don't want to be trying to sort out plug and play it when you're in finals. If you can start to get some form within yourself about, you know, picking the right one and you know who to play now, when you get to finals you'll be confident to be able to go, oh yep, that's what I did then, I'll plug him in, or this is, you know, and you'll be confident about who to plug and play. Whereas if you're coming into your prelim final and you're going, oh, I should probably plug and play this week because of XYZ matchups, then you're going to be second guessing yourself. You're going to be like, oh, fucking get some form, you know, get some practice under your belt with these last three rounds and get yourself ready for finals for sure.
And if you're the two teams on the bubble for finals, you're looking at these plug and plays, but if you're sort of 1, 2, 3 and you've got a bit of a buffer, then you're looking to stash these players that you think is going to help you come finals if you've got a good finals draw. So keep that in mind as well. But yeah, these plug and plays definitely going to assist over the next few weeks. Good stuff, Lukey.
No worries.
All right, let's hook into the comp romp.
That's the way you debate.
Lukey, we might start with the Legends League.
All right. The Legends League, we had a comprehensive victory.
Over the Draftmen.
Over the Draftmen.
Top of the table clash.
It was definitely top of the table clash. We've done them by about 130 points. We scored a 908. They copped a high 700.
Fucking massive.
And
we left some shit on the fucking bench, mate. But it was just, you know, post-origin, just resting players, just, you know, looking for the season ahead. Just, looking at our own team, just Ivan Cleary, like, just not worrying about the team we face, just our own team. But, so we left 82 from Leilua on the bench, 83 from Matty Burton on the bench, and 44 from Havili. We had a pretty good week. 191 from Manu. You're probably not going to lose a game when you get that sort of score from a bloke. We played no captains leagues, just to remind everyone, but still, when you get 191 from a bloke, if you lose that game, what else do you have in your side? Like, come on. Some really good other performances. 83 from Cooler, 82 from Olakwatu, 82 from Targo, Tarpany again, 74. So, yeah, just Benny Hunt, 69. Fuck, he got upgraded.
Ramian with a 99. How good's our back row looking at the moment? Oh. Tarpany, Olakwatu, and Targo. That's
Lucy on the bench.
Yeah, and Luciano Lelua on the bench. So, we might even slot Targo in for fucking Campbell Graham, man.
Yes. Or we put Tarpany up into the front row.
Oh.
Options. Fapping. Look out, fellas.
Fapping.
Look out. We're in form.
Yep, so we go top of the table there, outright, I believe. So, still three games to go in this one. We play through to 21 here, so, you know, lots to get through. No, actually, we're tired because Turnstile's got a win. So we're clear of them by about 400 points scored, but we're on 22 league points together. So Adam Stilesy, Twitter late mail legend, he's up there.
We're coming for you.
Well, no, he's behind us. So, he's coming for us, but... I reckon we do, man. Hey, I reckon we've got to play him yet, so that'll be a matchup for the ages. We've got the rub this week.
So. First, last.
Last place.
Might have to put a little wager on. What do you reckon?
Well, we did last time and we won, so I just want to sort of focus on the finals, to be fair.
Worried about them.
Just doesn't want another shoey.
Fucking give me a shoey, cunt. I don't care. I'll give you blokes a shoey. I just want to focus on finals in this comp.
Yeah, I'm off our comp. Well off it. Let's hook into our comp. Benny copped an L.
Copped an L. Actually, a big L. Yes. I got pumped. Lucky for and against isn't a thing anymore because I got beaten 9:30 to 7:13. Made the wrong decision in playing Edric Lee over Cooler. Oh. And I took the captaincy off very late, like 10 minutes before the game. I took the captaincy off Tago and put it on May, which also turned out to be the wrong call. But, you know, you make these decisions. I sat on Tago all week and then I was standing there on Sunday and I was like, yeah, man, I wasn't going to win anyway. I would have won had Latrell not gone mad in the last 15 minutes of that Bulldogs game. Because with about 15 or 20 to go, he was sitting on, just before he scored that try. So I think he was sitting on 70 as a captain. So he was sitting on 35 points. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in this. Nope. So he went a little bit nuts after that, but look, I still got an 80 from Hines and a 70 from Dylan Brown, which I'm not unhappy about. Adam Elliott's still just doing things with a 57, a 67 out of Marshall King. So I'm getting consistent scores, and as long as I get my captaincy right, most weeks I can get a W. So not too disheartened about that. But yeah, my opponent just 102 from kick-out, but he couldn't loop him because he'd already played. He'd played his AE already earlier in the weekend. Yeah, but it didn't matter anyway with Latrell going large.
Left Talakon in this team.
He left a 65 on the bench from Johnson, but as I said, it probably none of this really changes the outcome. I was going to take an L here with such a big score to come up against this week anyway. Got Dusty this week coming, so.
He's struggling. I think he's lost three in a row.
No, he pumped. He got 8.03 on the weekend.
Oh, did he? He ended up getting that victory over Jabba.
Yeah, beat him 8.03 to 7.76.
So what? It was like 9 points? Before he went to bed?
Mm. That was the downgrade for Adam Elliott this week. 87 points on after the game, and he got downgraded to 57.
Yeah, right.
30-point downgrade.
Decent.
Big. Lukey, big win.
Oh.
Huge.
Oh.
Hey, you haven't seen this score all year, surely.
No, this is my first 800, and I've just got over the fucking hurdle. 801. 801, boys. So, yeah, very, very excited. Keeps me in touch with you, Azza. Keeps me in touch.
We are 7 for and against points.
Yep. We are. We definitely
That's what's
are.
Separating us, Eagle me and him, from getting into this combo.
Ahead of the fucking matchup this week.
Yeah. Basically, whoever loses this, we're done.
Well, no, because, we're coming 11th and 10th. There is a bloke that's solidified in fucking 12th spot.
And he just nabbed Tammy Walker.
He's just nabbed
Sammy Walker. Yeah.
So now you blokes are in all sorts.
Yeah, so... I had a pretty good matchup. I literally plug and played. I was almost going to flick. I'd had Reece Walsh on my bench all week because I didn't want to play him. I was like, nah, they're getting rid of him, rah, rah, rah. But then I had a look. He's had some all right scores against Penrith and possibly the Roosters previously. So I was like, nah, I'll just play him. He should go all right. I left a fuckload on the bench, man. 82 Ooh. Leilua, 69 Ben Hunt, 64 Hawira Naira, 45 Haraz, but I've still managed to win by 160 points. I had fucking McNally on me and fucking Sunday telling me how him leaving Cook on the bench basically handed me the game. You're trying to tell me fucking Cook was going to score 160 points. Cunt.
Get off
You're
it.
Dreaming. Right.
Benny, who plays Tanner Boyd over Ben Hunt?
Lukey.
Luke? Maybe Googs?
I was actually questionable whether he's going to play, and then I thought, fuck, he's doing nothing, man.
I would have thought the same thing.
He's doing nothing. He's so cooked from 2 days after Origin.
has a belt
and in had it. Game. His first How is that? Scores the try, comes out in the next set, kicks a 40-20, and then gets a TA.
Oh no! That's when I fucking
69 points.
Yeah, 100%. That's when I fucking messaged the group chat and just went, "Guess he didn't play Ben Hunt." But at least we actually left him in Legends League, just wanting to cop the AE if he didn't play. We're like, "Yeah, we got a decent bench. We'll cop the AE." But he's come out and scored a good one. So, yep. I said I wouldn't talk about my home league side, but I've got a win, so fuck is, I'm talking about it.
Good stuff. I copped another L. Story of my season. Not a good showing from No Regrets. I still scored 724. Wasn't a bad score. Milford got a 7. Got sin binned.
In 70 minutes too. Oh.
Savage knocked the ball on over the line. Brayley got a 35. Tracy a 35. Just some average scores. Torhu was really good. Angus Crichton, he almost got a try as well.
Did Torhu get sin binned or was that last week?
Must have been last week. Surely he didn't get sin binned.
No, that was last week. No, he didn't get sin binned this week.
Didn't see it this week. Crichton was pulled down by his shorts just before the line and then missed an absolute sitter. So he could have had a couple. Changed once the break Brayley VC didn't work, so I decided to roll the dice on Adam Dewey, who ended up having a decent game for me. Just not enough. I got Joey Marnud. Actually, he got 191. Cherry got 111 for him. Captain Munster, who got 81. So, yeah.
Apart from those three scores, he was pretty average, though.
I was going to say.
He
didn't do much outside of that.
If
you said those three scores and then asked someone what you think his team scored,
close
he'd
to
probably say 900. Yeah. But he's only got 880. So,
yeah.
Fun fact, Torhu Harris hasn't been sinned in this season, so he must be thinking of someone else.
Yeah, ooh, man. I thought he'd... okay.
All right.
Maybe it was HIA I was thinking, but yeah, anyway.
Let's touch on Dusty. Dusty, we talked about a little bit before, went to bed 9 points ahead, but ends up getting an 803 to 776 W.
Against the Garrick loop, too. It's always good to win against a big loop.
Oh, that's
massive. I love winning against the big loop.
Yeah. So, who the fuck is that?
Goes Jabba.
Jabba.
He played Chris Smith. He's not even trying.
But he did. He did heaps of fucking waivers and free agencies this week.
And he did the loop. He did. He pulled the loop.
That was a good play for Chris Smith because Chris Smith played for Liam Martin. He started for Liam Martin.
Just didn't go well.
He was shit ass.
Mm-hmm.
McCulloch, shithouse. He's actually got a pretty average team, but Dusty, Woody, Zach Lomax, Ramsey, they had a pretty good go. David Fafita's back, scored a 75. He captained Walker, who's been lighting it up.
As I'm just going to pull you up here, mate. We don't give you this much airtime when you don't show up. Fuck the cunt. He's off sinking sake and shit. Stop giving his team fucking profile.
Can I just throw this out there? He picked up Wonga Blake, who I've had. He's going to go another 7 rounds of 30s for him. He only scores 1 try in a blue moon. So, and he's just lost Zach Hosking too. So, yeah, Dusty's in trouble.
Yeah. Suck
you
shit.
Reckon? I don't think he's in trouble.
He's got Maddow back.
He's just picked up Cody Walker in that trade. Like, I wouldn't say he's got Cody Rand. He's got some all right stuff.
He still won't make finals. Oh, he might make. He'll make finals, but he'll just shit the bed. He'll never win.
He's 3-1.
So don't have to worry about it.
This is interesting talk. I'd love to revisit this.
He won't win.
I don't think he's... Well, he may not.
He won't win. He'll never win. If he wins, what have we got? We got nothing. We can't have Dusty win. It's our MO.
Well.
And the only reason he's not fucking winning, he's drinking sake on waiver night.
Should be focusing on it.
Like, fuck.
Would we all rather be drinking sake on...
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
So, for the league... two-way tie in sixth place. Me and Lukey can't. We'd have to win all three and bank on results, but I think we're cooked. Benny in the fight for the top three, sitting in third at the moment. Dusty
big
on the
three-way tie on 20 points there in the top four.
Yeah. So a bit to play out for our comp. And obviously there's a three-way 9th, 10th, 11th. We're all just sitting there waiting to see who ventures into the comp.
It's not going to be Bazza now with Latrell playing the way he is,
I don't think he'll sneak in the six. But
you could. Gutterfly's in trouble.
Gutterfly is in trouble.
Pappenhausen. And I just beat Sam.
And he just gave away
week.
Walker.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Be good to see if he can put some. If he wins all three, geez, it'd be close. Oh, surely we're getting together on last game again. We've got to sort that out.
Have to. Yes.
All right, that's the conference.
A lot of shit happening.
That's it. Any parting words for Dusty?
Oh, please.
I already had mine.
Fucking grub.
Yeah. Come and do your job.
Yeah.
Leave us to babysit for you.
Probably not even doing his job at the conference.
His actual job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gets paid to drink sake? Him, apparently.
Get into the real stuff.
Mm.
All right, fellas. Couple of potties out of the way. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back for next week's morning after. Until then, enjoy.
Cheers, boys.
It's been a pleasure, lads. Catch us.
All the best in your little matchup.
Cheers.
Cheers.